I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
With the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament less than a week away, Brett Young will definitely be tuning in.
I mean, born and raised a UCLA basketball fan, but over the past couple years, and I know they're back and they're better now, but I've kind of not lost interest, but I haven't kept up as much as I'd like to with them. From what I've seen, I don't know if they're this good in the season. I don't know how Duke doesn't just dominate once we get into the playoffs, into the bracket. They're so talented, and it's basketball talent, and it's also just physical ability. Even the games that they lost, it was like they just decided not to show up those days. But when they show up, it's like they can be down 20 plus points in the second half and just decide to win all of a sudden. So I think there are a lot of great teams in college basketball right now, but if I had to bet on anybody, it would be Duke hands down.
While most artists hit the road hard during the spring and summer, Jake Owen is planning to spend most of his time at home.
A lot of artists are going to tell you, man, we're going to be out there just kicking it this year. Like, whatever. Not me. I'm not. I want to enjoy my life this year. I'm having a child. I'm putting out a record. We have momentum with these songs. I'm at a place in life where I feel really happy and blessed, and I want to keep it that way. This will be the first year that I'm able to, thankfully financially, you know, to be able to take a little time off and enjoy the birth of my new daughter, which I didn't have that opportunity when Pearl was born.
Garth Brooks recently launched his stadium tour, which Garth said will run for the next 3 years.
What they'll mark this as, it's the night that wouldn't end. It won't be this set list ever again. We need to find out what works and what doesn't. What works where? In my head, I got my notebook and I'm taking notes with everything that's going on. And the goal is to kind of beat each show with the next one.
Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Hey, this is Brad Paisley. This is my new single, My Miracle. But I stand here witness something just as divine.
I write a lot of songs that can be various looks at relationships from all angles. Like, I'm gonna miss her, where you leave the woman for fishing. Other songs where you get your heart broken, you're dumped. Others where it's about imperfections and, you know, I can be a little bit ornery when it comes to writing love songs. I don't typically put it all out there. But in this one, I did. And this is the most powerful statement I think I can make. And the one I wrote it for, she's my worst critic typically, but in this case, I think I got it right.
The soaring notes at the end of Carrie Underwood's current hit song, Love Wins, are the sweet sounds of a choir, which Carrie said really made the song special.
Love will, love can.
Musically, with this song, just the more it like was building, it just felt so right to have a choir on it. There's something, and you can overdo it for sure, and you can needlessly put a choir on a song and be like, well, that was, it just, there's something that is heavenly about it, and how it all comes out, and you're like, ah, there's something that just makes my heart jump when I hear this, and yeah, a choir just felt right.
Mitchell Tenpenny has released the music video for his latest single, Alcohol You Later.
Alcohol, alcohol, alcohol you later.
I actually had to learn some choreography in it and do some things in it. Not like crazy dance, like instinct stuff, but like motions. And we filmed the same steps, like you envision a diamond. And I had to go to each point at the same part of the song and do the same motions four different places on Printer's Alley. I wanted to feel like you're drunk, like you're stumbling around in really quick pace. That was kind of the concept. Concept is just you start drinking at the beginning of the night, it starts going, everything starts going nuts, and then you end up back at home with her and ready to make another mistake again.
Top 5 trending songs in country music right now.
In the top 5 songs this week, Scotty McCreery's This Is It fell to number 5, with Jason Aldean's Girl Like You coming in at number 4. Midland's Burnout jumped to number 3, followed by Chris Stapleton's Millionaire jumping to number 2. And for the third week in a row, Luke Combs has the number 1 spot for Beautiful Crazy.
Crazy's beautiful to me.
I'm Dominic Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.